right? And so that's the only ground rule, is to make sure that your phone is muted if there's any background noise or things that are going on that you can't stop right away. And the other thing is that we'll open it up to prayer. I usually assign two or three people for the prayer, and then we'll just let the Holy Spirit guide us and lead us through this. And so after myself, I'm going to have Gil be second, and Melissa, if you would add at third spot, and then we'll just open it up to let anybody say a prayer, and try to keep it between 3 to 5 minutes. If you can, allow the Spirit to work through you, obviously. And we'll have Richard from Hawaii will be our cleanup hitter. So when it's all over, okay? So those are the ground rules. And now we stand in front of we are in the presence of God. Two or three gathered in his name, and he is present with us, and we know that now in Jesus' name. And so I say, Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you under the covering of your Son's blood. We seek your protection from all the sources of snares of the enemy, the accuser Satan and his minions. Father, release your warrior angels to protect us from any distraction or upheaval that would halt us in our sacred time of unity with one another and with you. May the enemy's voice be silenced, may his ears be deafened, and his vision blurred, so that the prayers we raise will only be heard by you, and any and all revelations you give us will be deeply implanted in us, so that your will be done and your kingdom reign over America. Father, first we repent of our sins that have put America in the hands of the enemy. Yes. We repent of false worship of the gods of this world, just as your Son in the desert rejected any of the world's riches, the love of money, the need of fame, glory, and fortune, as we see through the eyes of the media and how the false idols are placed before us, which leads us astray from your will. We've been led to believe that man can solve everything without true worship of our Father. Yet it is through you and you alone that we have a way to overcome every temptation. Father, you are the only true God who sent your Son, Yeshua, Jesus, to show us the way and give us the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth. Father, we repent of any connection we have ever had to this day of belief or practices of the occult in their various forms, like the New Age, New World Government, a New World Order, globalism, all forms of sorcery, fortune tellers, psychics, and other forms of evil. Yes. We repent of listening to the spirit of death that prevails in all the forms of sexual perversion, like homosexuality and sexual identity and all of the other foolishness and insanity that is being spoken these days, and all the sins that were found in Sodom and Gomorrah. We decree and proclaim that America is a nation for life, the abundant life you gave us through your Son, Yeshua, Jesus. Father, we repent of our believing and listening to false prophets who have and still do lie to us and put us in fear of what is to happen to America and its people. All of the doom and gloom attitude that puts us in fear for our lives now and in the future. We bind all of this imagining and speculating of what is to happen, even to the point of predicting when the end will come. Father, we proclaim and decree we will live in this time that you have destined for us, that according to your true prophets and seers established in your word, that you have a plan for us growing in the kingdom on earth, and by repenting, we are establishing your kingdom in the hearts of men. We repent, Father, of all the hate and murder and resentment in our hearts toward our brothers and sisters through word, thought, and deed. Lord, forgive us for our foolish, selfish ways that destroy love between one another. We turn to you, Father, knowing that when we walk in your Son's footsteps, we establish a firm foundation for America, just as our forefathers did. We now return in spirit and truth the true worship you deserve, Father. We proclaim and decree America is yours, and we commit ourselves to your service and your will for us now and forever. Yes. Father, we recall on this day the tragedy and evil that came to us 16 years ago. We mourn with those who are still in grief and sorrow from the loss of their loved ones. But we know, Father, you are instilling in us a new hope because of the good news brought to us through your Son. You are already sweeping across our land through the power of the Holy Spirit so that we return to what you brought us to, the freedom in Yeshua, Jesus, your Son, and our Redeemer, in the home of freedom and the home of the brave. Your Son, Jesus, who is our King of Kings and Lord of Lords, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit forever and ever. Amen.
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 Heavenly Father, on this day we come before you as your sons and daughters through Christ. We ask for forgiveness individually, as a people, as a nation, for all the transgressions that we have committed through our greed, our lust for the flesh, our selfish desires, our falling away from your truth and from your teachings, from your word, and our neglect of the covenant that you have made with our forefathers from the beginnings with Abraham and on down the lineage of your people. 16 years ago today, this day, you sent a message to this nation that a hedge of protection would be lifted. You reminded us that we are in this earth here, still under the domain of the evil one, the one who is prideful, the one who claims himself above you. Lord, we know we're in the domain of the enemy, but we know also that through faith in you and in calling out your name as your people, that you will hear us. Lord, many died that day. Many more died thereafter. But again, if we reflect upon what has happened in our society, these cycles come and go, but ultimately you stand firm.
Yes.
We recognize, Lord, that you are a creator. You are the one and only God of this universe, of this planet, of this nation, and of all of us. And it is by your will that we get up every morning and go about our business. And it is by your will, eventually, things will be restored. So now as we move forward as a people, we have backslidden, but many still retain in their hearts a faithfulness, a sense of belonging as your people. So now, Lord, as we come before you in all humility and in repentance for all of our individual sins and as well as our collective sins and the sins of our forefathers and what we have done here, we repent of things that have been done. We disclaim those things as not of your will, and we claim again that forgiveness that you have given us by your love through grace in the works of Jesus Christ on the cross. And remind us, Lord, on that day 16 years ago, how this nation came together as one nation under God. How our sense of nationhood brought us all together, despite our differences in terms of faith and color and background and station in life. We are all one people under God. You remind us constantly through your hand in how you impact our lives, whether it was 16 years ago this day on 9/11 in New York, Washington, D.C., in the plains of Pennsylvania, or weeks ago in Houston, and just this weekend on the west coast of Florida, and across all our nation with the fires that are raging on the west coast, the earthquakes, with all that is going on, you are still in control. Heavenly Father, we come before you. We are sorry for our transgressions. We know you have forgiven us. Lord, help us forgive ourselves as well, so that we can come before you in purity as your children to take on your armor and to do battle, because the time is coming when you will be returning. And Lord, as we prepare for that time, remind in each of us that there is time still, and you have given us that to set our house in order so that we can reconcile with those that we have offended or those that we have harmed. That time of reconciliation, that time of forgiveness be granted gracefully.
Yes, Lord.
So that we can come together again in love, in unity, as one people before you, Lord, as your children, to do battle according to your will in the Spirit. What we see today and what we see that has happened in the course of the history of our country and as a people, we see manifest in the flesh. However, the truth is we are all spiritual beings. And by your grace, we have the Holy Spirit within us upon our declaration of faith that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, that he is the Messiah, come in human form to redeem your people and to bring them back to you. But by faith, are we only by faith your children? And that Holy Spirit that you have given us as your gift, allow us to discern what is good and what is truth from what is false and of the enemy. Lord, in these times, expose the works of the evil one. Let truth prevail. Let your word spread. And let all those that have deceived and that have infiltrated your institutions to corrupt it, let them be exposed. And we pray now, Lord, as your people, your heavenly angels, to bind the evil one, those that are set to wage war against your people and against your will. They be defeated, they be bound. Lord, we come before you. We ask that you continue to do your will. We pray that your will be done with us individually and as a people and as a nation and across this globe, all your believers, whether they are in the United States or whether they are in Africa, whether they are in China, whether they are in Russia, in India, and in the Middle East. Let them continue to maintain courage in the face of adversity. For you have warned us that these times will come. And indeed, as they come before us, let us stand firm as your children to face the evil one, knowing that ultimately the victory has been won. We just now need to move forward. And as we move forward as your people, Lord, we worship you, we praise you for all that you have done, for all that you have given us in your blessings. In times when we are faced with troubles, we know that you are there, and we thank you for continuing to be there for us as our Father in heaven. We glorify you, Lord, for you are the creator of all, and this is your creation. You have asked us to continue to stand firm, and we will do so, Lord, by your grace and by your power in the Spirit. We come before you now, Lord. We pray for all of our neighbors, those that are still asleep in slumber spiritually, that they be awakened. And give us, Lord, the opportunity to reach out to our fellow Americans, those that have come to this country seeking liberty, seeking freedom, that they will be with us as we move forward as a people to restore this land and to set it upon a hill as a light to the rest of the world. We have done much in the past through the missionary work of your people, of our ancestors, of our forefathers. And Lord, we know you are very, very pleased with that. But Lord, we have also fallen away, and we know that we have fallen short of what you have asked us to do.
Yes.
We know also that you have forgiven us, Lord. But with that forgiveness comes still a call to action. So now, Lord, we pray that for all of us here on this call, for our leader, President Trump, and for all of those who hear your voice in that still spirit in our hearts, by the grace of the Holy Spirit, Lord, we pray and we come together as your people to fulfill your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Can anyone pray now?
Oh, thank you, Lord, for this time, for my brothers and sisters. And I just really, really can't thank you enough for all your people, Lord, who are seeking your face day and even on a regular basis, Lord, but especially for having proclamations in our country from the highest office for prayer, Lord, for many days. And it's really something, Lord, and I really thank you that your spirit would really be strong in your people and lead us. Thank you for the heart of repentance and that you would continue to help strengthen your people in this dark world, Lord. I thank you that your kingdom, you want to bring it, Lord. I just pray that you would really use your people and dispel the darkness. And I just thank you so much, Lord. You are putting people in positions of high authority and, you know, your people, Lord, who can make a good change, who can govern rightly, who can help circumstances so your people can live in peace. And I just pray, though, Lord, that you would help them have great wisdom and how to conduct their affairs as unto you, Lord, for the sake of the people. And thank you that you're really able to help the people to seek you and to not grow weary in doing good, Lord, even for all of us, Lord, that you know, as we await your, just patiently waiting for more people to come into your kingdom, Lord, I thank you that we would not grow weary. We continue to watch and pray. And for those that you could still call to leadership positions, you know, even just from a city council to the House, the Congress, and we just ask that your leading would be clear to them and that your people would answer your call, Lord, to get involved and be about your business on a greater scale, perhaps, Lord, to help with everything that is needed, Lord, to turn the things around that are not glorifying you, Lord. Thank you for all that you're doing, Lord. Thank you for getting us better judges through President Trump's administration. And I know that one day, Lord, you can even turn around Roe v. Wade. And meanwhile, I just thank you that you're continuing to help us not have terrorist attacks, and just continue to pray for your protection, Lord, and everything for the people who I sure hope are seeking you more than ever with the storms, Lord. Thank you that you would show yourself mighty on behalf of your people who are undergoing hardship in these circumstances, Lord, and help them be a light to others, Lord. Thank you so much,
Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen and amen.
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 Father, I thank you that we can come before you this morning as your people on this very auspicious day. Lord, as we pray your will and your word, Lord, you've given us a promise that as we send your word forth, that it will accomplish the thing that it's sent to do. Father, that is a promise. And Lord, you've given us another promise that we as your people we who are called by your name, when we come before you in humility, as we are this morning, Father, and as are many, many of your people throughout our nation today are coming before you in humility. We are seeking your face. We are praying to you today, and we are turning to you, God, and we are asking you, Father, that you would grant us grace, that we would turn from our wicked ways, that we would see what our ways are that are still wicked before you. Lord, that we would repent. Father, I ask that you would grant us a spirit of repentance, a powerful spirit of repentance, the gift of repentance, even the gift of the fear of the Lord. Father, that we would effectively turn from everything in us, everything we do that is not pleasing to you, that we would be right before you. And Father, you have given us a promise that when we turn from our wicked ways, when we seek you with our whole heart, when we humble ourselves before you, you have promised that you will hear us, that you will hear our prayers, and that you will answer us graciously, and that you will forgive our sin, and Father, that you will bring healing to our land, to us as individuals and to our land. Father, we proclaim the power and the truth of your word this morning, and Lord, we declare that you are indeed accomplishing it as we agree with your word and we proclaim it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father, we just thank you. Oops, go ahead.
Go ahead. Thank you, Melissa. Go ahead.
Lord, we just want to lift up our nation to you, Father. I just pray that you would be with them today, Father God, and help them to turn to the one true God. Lord, there's so many things going on and so many distractions to pull people in other directions. But Father, I just ask that you would call them to you, that the one true God would be worshipped in our nation again, Lord, that the remnant would start growing, that people would start getting on board with what you're doing, that their spirits would be aligned with yours. And I just pray that as the day and the weeks go on, Lord, that you would just continue to show yourself here, Lord, that we would still see the testimonies coming out of these storm-ridden areas, Lord, that there would be a shift in the focus of the media, Lord, that they would come to repentance or be removed, Father, and that they would start to speak some of the good news that's going on, that their hearts would change towards you, Lord. And we just pray for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, Lord, you said that woe to those who call evil good. And we have done that. So we come to you in repentance. We have lost our spiritual equilibrium. We've reversed our values. We've exploited the poor, and we called it lottery. We repent. We've rewarded laziness. We call it welfare. We repent. We've killed unborn children, and we call it choice. So, Father, we repent. Forgive us.
Amen.
We've shot abortionists, and we think it's justifiable. That's wrong, Father. We repent of that. For our whole nation, I repent. When we neglect raising our children and disciplining them, and we call it, well, we're building their self-esteem. Father, we repent. He said, raise up a child in the way he should go, and he will not depart from it. And we need the discipline and that we need, and we've abused power, and we've called it politics. So we repent of power and selfishness and greed and wanting our own way and wanting to be strong and great and famous or whatever. But we repent. We repent of filling the air with profanity and pornography and horrible, horrible things that are out there on the web or other places, the dark side of the web. We repent of the dark side of the web. And we call that freedom of speech, but, oh, gosh, we're so against you, God. So we repent. And we just ridiculed your values and your Ten Commandments, and we repent of that. I just ask for your forgiveness. You shed your blessing on America and to have your way and your will to be done and your kingdom to come right here on earth, just like it is in heaven. I pray it in the name of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Is there anybody else that wants to add a prayer?
I can try.
Praise God. I'd like to.
Okay.
My name is Amy. Hello.
Amy.
Hi. The Lord has shown me that as the spirit of the head flows through the body, I was asking about all the hate in the nation, and the Lord showed me that it came from the head when Obama was put in office. And so it had a legal right, the Islamic hate and racism toward everyone that's not its own religion. They consider them dogs, it might as well kill them. They're not their religion. And so now this hate, even murder, to a point of murder, has just flown through our nation. And the Lord said it came through the head. They were doing all those Ramadans and all those prayers all day long, you know, to Allah and the White House, and all this fear and hate and racism was able to grow roots again. And he said we had to break that off of our nation. Now that he's removed it out of our White House, we have the legal right to command it to go back to the Middle East from. You know, we command it to go back to the Middle East where it came from. Amen. Because these principalities were only legally able to get here because the head in the White House had them. And now we have a head that does not have them. We have Trump, who has admittedly said that God, we are one nation under God. And so now we can rightly say, God, you are the leader of this nation. And we can rightly command these spirits to leave. All this racism and hate came from a religion that hated everyone that was not Muslim. That was a principality that came here. And so, Father, in Jesus' name, I just join with my brothers and sisters in this revelation that you told us. Forgot about this hate and this racism flowing from the head in the White House to the body in our country. And, Lord, Father, in Jesus' name, we realize that they had a legal right. Now we're taking that legal right and we're breaking. Lord, you have put him out of the White House, and you put a godly man in who acknowledges you, Lord. And his wife prays in the name of Jesus every time she gets a chance. So we claim it back. We claim you back as the head of this nation, Father. And we rebuke this hate. We rebuke this racism. We rebuke all this division among our brethren, Father. And we reclaim your love, your spirit, your freedom of religion, freedom of service. And amongst our brethren, Father, reestablish our freedom to spread the gospel and truth. And Father, I come breaking off the fear of man that we have succumbed to in this nation, the spirit of compromise, where we have this political correctness, Father. We're not speaking out against sin. Father, forgive us. And while we have the window of time we have to speak out and not be going to jail, and speak out and not being killed for it at this point, Lord, we have this window of time where we still can call a spade a spade. And I pray that you pull this spirit of man off of your church, Father God. This fear of man off of your church. This political correctness off of your church. Father God, we will rise and stand in your truth. Father God, we will not be bent by manipulating. They cannot manipulate us by fear, Father God. We thank you that we will speak love and truth to sin, Father God, and that we will not bow to it anymore. Father, I thank you like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego that you give us the boldness to rise in your love and speak truth to save these ones that are in darkness. Father God, our job is not finished. We must finish this race, Father God, and we ask you, Lord, that this baton that has been passed to us, that we will run this race to the finish. Open our eyes and see what the power we have with you, Father God, at our helm, with us speaking your word to the people, to this nation, and around the world. We have internet at our disposal, Father God. And Father, we thank you in Jesus' name that you reestablish the evangelism in this nation. Hallelujah. The fearless evangelism. in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that as we pray and rebuke these demonic spirits that have taken hold of our nation, that they will flee and they will return to their own nation, and that you, your love, will return back to our nation. And freedom of religion to be able to serve you, Lord, is returning back to our nation. I thank you, Lord God, in Jesus' name, for this time I've had to give this word. And I thank you for my brothers and sisters. May you anoint every word that's given today. In Jesus' name, we love you, Father. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just come to you today, Lord, in unity with my brothers and sisters in Christ who are on this call. Father, I know as we start to conclude the call, Lord, there are so many things and so many prayers that people have. And, yes, Father, I join with them in their prayers. We are in, yes, unity with each other, Lord, to turn, yes, this country back into the righteousness and into your kingdom, Heavenly Father. We just advance every single prayer that has been said today, Lord, and we ask that you not only hear our prayers, but in the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, that those are brought about immediately. Father, we just, yes, come to you in humble respect, Lord, for all the great victories you have given in each one of our lives and the great blessings you've bestowed upon us.
Yes.
And Father, I just want to say a prayer, Lord, for each and every one on this phone call, Lord, of the, yes, great divine protection that you have given us. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to give divine protection on each and every person hearing this prayer. And Father, we ask that you send each of them divine energy and give them divine help, heal them in whatever is going, Lord, so that they can continue and do your will that you would have them do on a day-to-day basis in spreading the gospel and helping to save America and turn this around. Father,
hallelujah,
we praise you and praise you for the great things that you have done in each and every one of our lives. And Father, thank you so much for having Michael be the leader of this strike force of prayer. And Father, just bless us and grow us. And Father, we just pray that you raise up 1,000 true believers across this country to have similar prayer groups, Lord, across the country. Father, we just praise you. And these things we ask in the name, power, and authority of the one true Messiah, Mashiach Yeshua, the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Amen. Can we all, real quick, for those who know it, can we all say...
this is John. May I say a quick...
Yeah, my name is Carrie. Hi.
Yes.
Hi.
I was wondering if I could start the Lord's Prayer, and if whoever wanted to join in with me could join in.
Sure. By all means. We'll use that as an ending of our prayer time today. You'd lead us, Carrie, and
I think there was a
we'll make an announcement.
John wanted to pray.
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah, and this should just be real quick, but I want to thank you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, for the Election Day miracle that you gave this country with President Trump. And I also want to lift up America and ask you to help us to seek the truth and to give America ears to hear and eyes to see and seek the truth and stand against the enemy and all its wiles. In Jesus' name, amen. That was it.
Amen. Before I start this, I hope that you guys I haven't met any of you guys, but I hope that you guys are abundantly blessed in the name of Jesus. So
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed
be
thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be
done
on earth as it is in
heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For
thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
Yeah. kept going on and on.
Okay, we've got to call it to a close now. God bless you. I deeply appreciate everyone that's called in. Our normal meeting is Thursday mornings at 9 o'clock. If you want to rejoin us again this Thursday, I'll have a prayer focus thing out probably later today. And so I deeply appreciate it. And I know we are going to see miracles because of our unity in prayer today. So God bless you all, and take care. And if you want to call back in about 10 or 15 more minutes, Larry Nichols will have a prayer for 9/11 today on the same phone call and code. Okay? So God bless you. And
Michael, this is Elaine. Yes. He already has shown his mighty power and blessed each every one of us.
Amen.
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 Okay. To all.
God bless you, Michael.
Thanks, Pastor.
And is this same number for Thursday?
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.